You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Yesterday, we spoke about dreams versus goals, the important differentiators. Many people get stuck in the dream phase of achievement, but with a couple of adjustments, you can turn some of your greatest aspirations into scalable goals. Today, we're talking about connecting with your heart. There is something very compelling when you align your products and services or you as a brand with your values. When we position our brand in this way, it can help make meaningful connections and memories for others as well as ourselves. Since this is a personal development podcast squarely focused on developing skills that can help us succeed in different areas of our lives, today we want to focus on you as a brand. One thing that consistently bonds a customer or audience to a brand is the emotional promise that they hope it will deliver. Nike and Apple are among the very best at leveraging emotional promises. Nike's known for its powerful and inspirational marketing campaigns that tap into the consumer's emotions. By associating their brand with themes of empowerment, determination, and success, Nike promises customers that wearing their products will keep them active, achieving their goals, and overcoming obstacles. It's amazing that a set of sneakers can do that. Apple's marketing strategy revolves around creating an emotional connection with consumers by promising them a better, more innovative future through their products. By focusing on themes of creativity, simplicity, and individuality, Apple appeals to customers who want to feel that they are part of something bigger than themselves. An emotional promise from your brand can include creating a sense of belonging, providing comfort and security, enhancing self-esteem, and fostering a connection to a desired lifestyle. By fulfilling these emotional promises, or any of these emotional promises, doesn't have to be each one, you can build strong relationships with prospective clients, colleagues, friends, and new acquaintances that go beyond the norm. People want to know what they are getting if they connect with you. The ideal is to get to a point where they don't have to guess because everything you do confirms your brand, your values. Inconsistent messaging can be the kiss of death of almost any brand and can erode confidence. However, sometimes it is necessary as you expand and grow. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Emotional brand bonding can lead to increased loyalty, advocacy, and ultimately drive long-term success for you as a brand and your products and services. Emotional promises appeal to the customer's feelings and desires, creating a connection that goes beyond just a product or service. Here are five examples of emotional promises brands make. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola promises happiness and joy with their iconic Open Happiness campaign. Dove. Dove promises self-confidence and empowerment with their Real Beauty campaign. Huge, huge campaign. Starbucks. Starbucks promises comfort and community with their cozy coffee shops. Disney promises magic. Hallmark promises sentimental connections and emotional moments with their heartfelt greeting cards. We have to admit, some of these emotional promises are a bit of a stretch. But for those that connect with the message, it can impel a sense of belonging, which is very powerful. Effective brand promises offer clear value through traits such as purpose, meaning, and accountability. It is crucial to deliver on those promises, though, in order to build trust with your audience and maintain a positive brand depth. However, there are six pitfalls to be aware of as you think about your brand's emotional promise. Number one, empty promises that don't provide real solutions. Number two, conflicting messaging that does not align with brand's image. Number three, overpromising. Brands can set themselves up for failure by making big emotional promises that they cannot realistically fulfill. When customers have unrealistic expectations, they are more likely to be disappointed when the brand falls short. Number four, lack of empathy. Brands that fail to show empathy are also at risk of failing on their emotional promises. People want to feel understood and valued when they support you. So it's important to demonstrate who you are and that you care, that you really care. Number five, you skip the story. It's crucial for brands to first establish a strong foundation of understanding and awareness before attempting to connect with them on emotional levels. Without a clear and consistent brand story, customers might not fully grasp values and benefits that you offer. This can lead to confusion, skepticism, or even indifference towards your brand. Number six, lack of education. Take the time to educate consumers, your audience, about the core values and benefits of your brand, which will in turn build trust and loyalty among your audience. The foundational work lays the ground for successful emotional connections with others, as they will have a deeper understanding and appreciation for what you stand for. Emotional promises are especially compelling when they are steeped in authentic empathy and deliver what is promised. It is also a double-edged sword, as we've seen how consumers can turn on a brand when they fall short. The Facebook Cambridge Analytics scandal comes to mind, and also the United Airlines overbooking flight scandal, along with their inadequate customer service follow-up. In the entertainment industry, we like see it all the time. It's more rampant. The legendary Pete Rose betting scandal comes to mind, and the once iconic TV dad Bill Cosby also comes immediately to mind. A legacy takes a lifetime to build and only a couple of minutes to destroy. If you want to be the anti-hero, you can, but don't present your brand as PG-13 and family-centric if it's not. Tomorrow, we're focusing our lens on shedding the old skin and embracing brand growth. Sometimes you have to recognize that you've outgrown your audience. When that happens, there are very practical ways to rein some of those back in and let go of others. The end goal is to cultivate an audience that will grow with you. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 105 podcast episodes so far and counting on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. Someone have asked about coaching services. Unfortunately, I am at capacity right now, but please feel free to sign up for my newsletter on DoThisFirst.life to be notified when an opening becomes available. The first edition of my weekly newsletter will be in your inbox on Monday. Until tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past weld you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.